All right, coming back at you live. What's going on? Just got back inside. I can't go outside anymore. I'm a prisoner in my own home. Anybody else have this problem? My neighbor, very chatty. She sits on her porch and reads her books. She doesn't have internet, so she sits on her porch and waits to chat with people who walk by.
Hi, everybody.
She collects birds. One of these people that collects birds. She's a true demon from hell. You have to be to take the only creature alive on the planet that can fly, a bird. They can fly. What a life. Flying around.
Winning.
You pluck that creature out of its paradise and put it in a small metal cage just so you can look at it. This type of lady she is. These people that collect birds have the empathy of Ted Bundy. I mean, she's just a terrible person. Her husband left her in quarantine, and I don't blame him. You know, these type of people are the first type of people to pipe up when the Taliban start doing beheadings. Meanwhile, they're taking birds and putting them in cages for their own pleasure. She also claims to be a dog parent. She goes on Pinterest and buys pieces of wood to put in her yard. She's a dog parent. She got a bumper sticker. I'm a dog parent.
You know. Shit, loser.
Listen, dog parent doesn't exist. I hate to say that, but a dog parent is not a thing. It doesn't exist. You can't be a dog parent. Your dog had parents. They were dogs. You took your dog from its parents. You're a sick fuck. There is no such thing as a dog parent. You own dogs. You have some dogs. And you enjoy your dogs. But you're not a dog parent. Your husband left you during quarantine because you can't shut up. You sit on your stoop. You wait for me to come out and ask if I've seen the mailman yet or whatever. Just too chatty. I know I'm being mean, but she's just too... It's too much. It's too much. She needs to hear this. And I know she listens to the show. No, she does not. She doesn't have internet. She has books. Reads books. You know, half these people that say their dog parents are pedophiles.
Surprise, that's, motherfucker.
That's just the facts, folks. I'm just telling you the facts. That's the number one sign. Number one indicator of pedophilia is claiming to be a dog parent. Hey, what else is happening, guys? I'm no longer supporting my favorite gas station.
Okay.
I always support the Middle Eastern gas station. There's two gas stations down there. I always go to the one. It's either him running it or his wife. I am very loyal to their gas station, their Middle Eastern gas station. And they have shitty refreshments. But I choose that one because, you know, it's all, hey, buddy, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing? You know, they're just kind of nice, you know. Hey, where have you been? Stuff like that. So I'm down there trying to pay for my stuff. All I have is a $100 bill on me. That's all I have. And it turns out they don't accept $100 bills. And boy, did his mood change quick. No. Yeah, he's gonna, you know, this is the guy I've been going to for years. No. Like, hey, man, it's me. I come in here all the time. I got all this stuff. Here's money. I got money. You can't take money? No. We don't accept. We don't accept money? How do you not have change for a $100 bill in your register? I know you do.
Come on, man.
Why don't you take $100 bills? You know, I'm loyal to this place. I'm buying all the stuff down here all the time. I have a $100 bill. It's legal tender. And no, I don't know what he thinks my plan was. Like, to buy a bunch of stuff with a fake $100 bill, then move to Texas and start a new life. I'm not going back to this Middle Eastern gas station. I've had it. They had my business. Now we're done. It's all fake. Don't fall for it down there. They're not as nice as they're acting like if you don't have the right money, apparently. No! Like I was asking them to eat a piece of bacon or something. I was like, what? Jesus Christ, settle down. I've been working on my southern accent, but it's not good. I can't do a southern accent without kind of going in and out of it. Shit.
Hello, this is
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm looking for a job. I just, you know, I'm a big Donald Trump supporter. A lot of people don't want to hire me. A lot of snowflakes out there can't deal with me, you know? I used to work at Target. I used to work a couple department stores. I worked at the dollar store. I could sell anything. I have experience, so it shouldn't be a problem.
If you want to go to the website, we are hiring, though not any full-time positions, unfortunately.
I'll take what I can get. I mean, do I have to go on the internet? I can't come in there and talk to anybody?
Yeah, we have to have it on the internet. I'm sorry.
Well, I did 4 years in the service, so I have that experience as well. Am I talking to a manager?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name?
Sorry.
Okay, well, I did 4 years in service. You know, you're welcome. And mm-hmm. I did a lot of sales. I can talk a dog off a meat truck. It's not a problem. I don't know what kind of things you're selling there because I've never been in the store, but someone told me that you were hiring.
Yep.
And I just want to come in there and I'd like to talk to somebody other than go online, like some dipshit. I mean, I'm not a coward. I'd like to go talk to you face to face, but I'll play your game, whatever game you want to play. You know, if I could come in and talk to you, I mean, I think we could work it out better that way, but if that's not the way you do it, I guess I'll have to find...
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have to do it online.
It's doing the way.
We actually can't even physically hire you unless you fill out an application online.
What hours are you hiring for?
All hours.
All hours. But it's going to be part-time work?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Well, maybe I'll come in there anyway after I... go online and figure this all out. Now, if I get hired, you're going to be my superior?
Yes.
Are you single? You sound fine as hell.
No.
No.
I'm happily married.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. All right. Well, I'm going to go online and try to figure this out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, my southern accent, it needs work. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. And that was brought to you by Velveeta. Velveeta's great cheese, man. It's the best cheese. Probably my favorite cheese, Velveeta. All right? It's not really cheese, but it tastes like cheese, kind of. It's yellow. It melts. So it's cheese, all right? And some people say it's too high in sodium and it's got all these chemicals in it. You know what? It's not good for you. Let's be honest. Velveeta is not good for you. So what? What are you, some kind of health nut or something all of a sudden? You can't enjoy Velveeta? You have to ruin everything for everybody? What are you, some kind of nutritionist or something? Do you have a medical degree? You stupid bitch. Velveeta tastes great in a casserole or melted on top of anything that you would put cheese on. Is it great for you? No. It'll clog the shit out of your arteries and give you hypertension over time. But let's get real, folks. We have about 8.5 months left on this planet with all the social unrest and the COVID and the Taliban. I mean, let's live a little. Get some Velveeta. Get some Velveeta. Get a gram of Coke. It's time to watch the world burn to the ground with Velveeta. Great sponsor and great people to work with. This show is being sponsored by Velveeta Cheese. We had the anniversary of 9/11, 20 years. And a lot of people were posting about that. You know, never forget. Never forget about those two towers. Don't forget. Whatever you do. Now, Building 6, forget about that. Forget about Building 6. I don't know. But Joe Biden wants to mandate the vaccination to companies that have over 100 employees. Is that what this says? That's a good idea, I guess. I don't know. Can we all just admit that this vaccination has been a little bit of a disappointment? It lasts, 8-9 months, and then you got to get a booster. And then the booster needs a booster. We're going to be injecting vaccine every 72 hours into our toes pretty soon.
I did not know that.
And then, you know, what are all those going to be mandated? It's just going to be every 72 hours you got to pump yourself full of vaccine that doesn't really work that great. Natural immunity seems to be much higher, but they want to pump you full of vaccines. Okay. I mean, I got the vaccine. I can still get an erection. It's fine. It's okay to admit that it's not been a great vaccine. I mean, it wasn't what we hoped for. It does help prevent serious disease or death for about 8 months, and then who knows. But the people who didn't get it, there's a lot of people who have stuck their flag in the ground and are not getting that vaccine no matter what. And they love it when people get COVID now, if they've been vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated and you get COVID, because that happens sometimes, The people who are against the vaccination are in absolute glee. They love it. They were right. I was right. Look, he's dying. Look at that guy. He can't breathe. I was right. I was right the whole time. That person had a vaccine, and look at him. I was right. That's what everything's turned into. I was right. They were wrong. No vaccine. Most of the people dying from COVID have not been vaccinated. But, you know, you get these breakthrough cases. Sometimes these old people will die even though they've been vaccinated. And nothing makes the anti-vax people more happy than when some vaccinated person dies. Nothing. They will just, they love that shit. Uh-oh, he was vaccinated and he's dead. I was right. America's just kind of done. It was fun. It was good for a while, but it's kind of done. Half of this country despises the other half, and it's kind of fun, but it's done. Let's just admit that America's done. Can we please? Yeah, I mean, you got people hoping other people die from COVID. Oh, you got COVID? Huh. I thought you were vaccinated. Guess it doesn't work very well, huh? What, are you pretty sick? You better keep an eye on your oxygen saturation. A lot of gloating. A lot of being happy that other people are sick. That's America now. I was right. You're on a ventilator. See? You should have listened to me. I was right. It's all about being right now. It's fun. All right. This is getting depressing. Enough. But this is what you're getting today. And it's brought to you by Wooden Clogs. Wooden Clogs. Shoes made entirely out of wood. They're not comfortable. That's fine. They're not made to be comfortable. You know, they're not just for the Dutch or the Scandinavian people anymore. And they're not for walking around outside either. Let's get real here. They suck. But wooden clogs, okay. Here's why you need some wooden clogs. Everybody needs a set of wooden clogs. Not everybody. But let's say you have a teenage boy living at home from the ages of, say, 14 on up. Living in your home. He's always barricading himself down at the end of the hall in his room. And, you know, you're going to want some wooden clogs. He's down the hall. You have to tell him the dinner's ready or whatever. The last thing in the world you want to do is come sneaking up on a 14-year-old who's alone in his room, right? Oh, shit. Who knows what that little pervert's doing in there? Give them a little heads up that you're coming down the hall with wooden clogs. They're very loud. They don't want to be caught doing whatever it is they're doing in there, and more importantly, you don't want to catch them. The sound of wooden clogs on a hardwood floor should give them plenty of time to regroup and not be an embarrassment to the family. You don't have to wear them outside of the house. Just basically wear them when you're walking down the hallway if you have hardwood floors and you need to alert your teenage son of whatever's going on, all right? If you have a teenage son, it's a nice gesture. Let them know you're coming with wooden clogs. Available at woodenclogs.com. You know, I'm getting real sick of people taking handicapped spots who aren't handicapped. And I'm getting sick of pregnant women getting all these great spots. I've had it.
How can I help you?
I have a complaint, and I'm very pissed off.
Do you want to speak to a manager?
No, who's watching the parking lot out there?
Who's watching it?
Yeah, but the handicap spots and all the stuff we got.
I do not know.
Well, there was some kids out there, and they were parked in a handicap spot, and nothing pisses me off more than people fucking around. I don't take that lightly. I'm not handicapped. I'm not handicapped, but I know people who are, and I did 4 years in the service. You're welcome. But you know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't appreciate the incompetence going down in your parking lot, and I'd like to talk to someone. This is not something I put. These kids are out there. They're goofing around. They're taking the spots. They're out there joking around, smoking and stuff. You've seen them, probably. I've seen it twice now.
I can have you talk to him if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling. I had a little bit of a complaint about the parking situation out there. Who's in charge of that?
Of our parking?
The handicap spots is a problem.
Okay. Our store director would handle those.
What's that now?
Our store director would be in charge of those.
Well, you know, I don't take this lightly, because I did time in the service, and I know people who you know, are handicapped that I know, and you know, you got people taking the spots, and these young teenagers who are goofing off, and they're out there flipping me off, and you know, if I say anything, they get stupid with me, and this is the second time it happened. You feel me?
There were kids parked in the handicapped spot.
It's happened a few times. Come on. Let's not act like we don't know what's going on, okay? I mean, I don't take it lightly. I did time in the service, fighting for your freedom. You're welcome.
No, I understand why you're frustrated.
And I just wish that we could get this rectified. I don't know why we're letting these kids kind of disrespect a veteran. Because that's what's going on. You're disrespecting a veteran right now.
Yeah, I will.
I'm not trying to be a snitch. But you know, come on. You know, you got the spots out there for the pregnant mothers, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if that's constitutional. I mean, is that even legal to do?
I think so.
I don't think so. And I don't take that lightly either. I think pregnant women could walk just as... I mean, they're not disabled. I have friends who are disabled. And that's the problem. If you're disabled, you get a special parking spot, and I understand that. If you're a pregnant woman, I mean, I didn't get you pregnant. You know what I mean? Why am I... You know what I mean? It's not my... I don't understand that. Is that something that's even legal to do? I don't know of a lot of parking lots that have that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right. I don't either, but I don't know. I'm not sure. But I will...
Well, I mean, the rules are the rules. And you got the teenagers out there running amok. And I don't appreciate that. And then you got these other spots that are being saved for pregnant women, which, you know, there's no designation of how pregnant you have to, you know, be. If you need a handicap sticker, maybe go to a doctor and get a handicap sticker. Then you can have the disabled spots. Why are we... Designate, I mean, when's it end? We're going to designate spots for people who have headaches, neck? I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I can pass on that.
I know people who are disabled who, you know, and that's who I'm looking out for. I'm not trying to be a snitch. I'm not trying to cause a problem. Let's just go by the letter of the law, shall we?
Right.
Right. Well, I'll stop in. Who can I talk to?
Our store director would handle those parking spots, and I will also keep an eye out on those handicapped.
It's not a big deal, but I'm not trying to cause a problem. I'm looking out for people that I know are disabled, and I've been keeping an eye on that parking lot. You know, a lot of people aren't even putting their carts back properly, and that pisses me off too. I'm just having a bad day. I got a little PTSD. I'm not having a great day today, so... All right. Just see if you can keep an eye on that for me. Pretty please. Thank you.
I will.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. He's a good kid. Good guy. Maybe he'll keep an eye on those spots for me. Hopefully. Anyway, I wanted to come on today. We lost Norm MacDonald. Come on, guys. Norm MacDonald. He's the best. He had the best. I think it was a YouTube show. Maybe it was a podcast. I think it was a YouTube show. Check it out. I think it's still on there. It's way better than this garbage. If you're looking for some real entertainment, check out the Norm MacDonald Show on YouTube. If it's still on there, I think it is. You'll be able to find it. Any of his clips, any of his stand-up, anything you can find by Norm is great. His podcast, his YouTube shows, check him out. He's dead. Norm MacDonald is dead. And that sucks. And I wanted to mention it, and so I could put it in the title. So hopefully I'll get a little more clicks on this podcast from his death. Love Norm MacDonald, and there's never going to be another Norm. So check it out, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. And remember, I'll see you in the ICU.